in the name of Jesus.
As we sit here in the chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus, should the sermon ever, perish the thought, get a bit too thin or noisy, there's always the window. And there, from today's scripture, are Eunice and Lois showing us what best they can do for a likely lad. No Timothy without his mother Eunice, and no Eunice without her mother Lois. And the big thing we know about them, they are in it together, just like our window says, that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. How we'd love to fill in the story, as if storytelling would do the job. All we are told is that they gave him loads of scripture, as if there's nothing more important than that. There is also what we are not told. Striking fact is that there's no mention of a father or a grandfather for Timothy. When the men are not mentioned, it's usually less said the better. If Timothy was to know that he was one of the Lord's own people, he wouldn't get it from his father. Acts 16 tells us that his father was a heathen, but his mother was a daughter of Israel. As a daughter of Israel, she knew that the Lord had made male and female for each other as husband and wife, and that children were to be received as a gift from the Lord. As a daughter of Israel, she knew the Psalms by heart. Come, you children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. So she did that, with her mother backing her up all the way. Just look at the lad in the window, giving his mother complete and loving attention, so eager to learn the scriptures she's giving him. What a dream child, the answer to every faithful mother's prayer. Too good to be true for a boy growing up in a home of divided loyalties and lifestyles. Did he never fall into his father's faithless ways? Did the pain of that then prompt such solicitude and indulgent maternal love as made him into something of a mummy's boy? The apostle does speak of his tears, perhaps a bit too easy for tears, apt to blub. Nowadays, however, since Freud has taught us that repression is the root of all evil, that could count in his favor. Better not go there. Away with speculation. We listen to the apostle. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you. Sincere is nothing false mixed with it. Faith is said to dwell. That's more than just a flutter now and then. At home there, faith is located and alive. How does it get in? By way of the ear holes, of course. It's the words that carry in the gifts that give faith life, just as the window confesses. Externum Verbum, Augsburg Confession 5. So, from Lois to Eunice to Timothy. What was transplanted was something then that took root and bore fruit. When Paul arrived in Lystra, he met a Timothy, now a disciple, well spoken of by the Christians at Lystra and Iconium. We have a job for your son, Paul said, and Timothy, good my mother, you did it. We recall Hannah waving goodbye to her boy as she left him with Eli at Shiloh and went home to Ramathaim Zophim in the hill country of Ephraim. Three Trees, Wyoming. And so also Eunice's farewell to her son, taken off and apostled by Paul. The Lord had such use for her boy. She had been preparing him for all along. Had she known, did she pray like Hannah? Timothy had a father then, like he'd never had before. And more than a father, Paul calls him his brother, Amtsbruder. And far more than all the personal warmth between them, the apostle calls him God's synergos, one whom God is using as he works along with him in the gospel of Christ. This to the church in Thessalonica. They are to receive him as Paul himself, to establish you in your faith and to exhort you. We are not told whether Eunice was at her son's ordination. Paul was, along with the clergy there. How precious all the personal warmth between them. A far more vital fact is that the Lord was there, speaking his words by the mouth of his ministers, and thus bestowing his gift that came with the laying on of hands. That would hold through the hard times that lay ahead. Who is holding whom? Timothy needed that. Paul draws Timothy along the road he has traveled as preacher, apostle, and teacher as he was appointed, as Timothy would also then do and also ordain as he had been ordained. Next window. Paul centers Timothy on the gospel that he has been ordained to preach and to teach. Follow the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me and which you first heard from your mother Eunice and from your grandmother Lois. In the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus, guard the truth that is entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Amen. Three generations. Amen.